Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
There was a time.
Thank you. Where someone's gender would almost always tell you what they drank.
Oh, yeah.
With the exception of Italians and red wine, guys were drinking beer or liquor. Ladies wanted something made of grapes.
Yeah, a little sweet.
Yeah. But it's not that way anymore. And it doesn't mean that guys aren't still conscious of it, because we have a message that we got earlier this week on Instagram from a guy who, despite his newfound love for this, seems like he may be a touch insecure.
A little sensitive?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We got an Instagram message earlier this week from a guy named Nick.
Yeah.
He interacts with the show on Instagram all the time. Nice guy.
Nicholas.
But Nick trusts us enough to ask this question, which if I was Nick, I would not have, because I could already see where this is going to go.
Oh, really?
And I want you to look. You got that?
I can't help it.
What are you opening up a ghost-filled attic over there? I want you to listen and have a discussion before you knee-jerk be a dick.
I'm not going to jerk my knees.
Okay. Nick writes us on Instagram, quote, "I got into drinking wine this summer."
Jesus Christ.
"And went head over heels into the whole culture of how it started, how it's going. I love everything from the fancy words to experiencing and experimenting with new flavors.
Mm.
My wife, however, does not drink wine and mostly smokes the devil's lettuce." That's how you know he's a break room listener. "Sometimes she'll make fun of me. Sometimes she'll get mad at me. Sometimes she'll get annoyed with me. Does drinking wine as an almost 30-year-old man make me a bitch?" And to be clear, because I know everyone imagines folks in their heads, and you already have an you're imagining what he looks like. His avatar on Instagram is him on his wedding day, and he is in his dress Marine uniform.
So he's a Marine.
A wine-drinking
Marine.
Almost 30-year-old Marine whose wife does not drink wine with him.
Hmm.
All right. So, lots of process,
right.
So I'll let it simmer for a second. Is what Nick is saying strange to you?
Oh, yeah, none of that lines up.
Why?
I mean, he's a macho guy, he's a Marine.
Well, wait, you can't be a macho guy and drink wine?
It doesn't usually line up that way.
Based on what?
European men. Like, they're like skinny and in like tailored suits and drink little cups of coffee. They wear like multicolored shoes and pointless jackets.
I just want to point that out.
You know what I'm saying? Cross their legs when they sit. Like, their nails are always trimmed.
Now he's trying to brag about what he
does.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what category you're trying to put yourself in.
Crinkled but handsome in a rugged way.
Yeah. It's called weathered. I would be shocked if I met a guy that was in the Marine Corps.
Okay, now.
And he's sitting there with a, what?
I wish I had said Marine, because now you're going to focus on the Marine.
Well, no, but you paint a picture of a guy like that, I would be shocked.
Okay.
Like, I was shocked that your husband drinks White Claw.
Yeah, he'll drink. He'll drink some
beefed up firefighter. I mean, I think that's a girl's drink.
But you've never had it.
But it's basically advertised to girls.
Where
he drinks the
on the TV.
There's no White Claw television commercials.
No.
Yes, there is.
Where? How's it go?
I don't know how it goes. I didn't.
Hey, ladies, you want some White Claw? Hey, give me some.
Hey, girls.
Hey, girls, give me some.
Somebody call for a firefighter. I'm so hot over here. I mean, I grew up where, you know, everything was, there was no blurred
But you didn't have as many options.
No, but like women drank. Like you would never see a woman drinking a Manhattan or a Rob Roy or straight booze or bourbon.
Okay.
I mean, there were, or unless they were mixed. Like, okay. Like my mom drank whiskey sours.
Mm-hmm. But your mom was a drunken whore.
But she also was in, you know, she was also in a Marine.
Oh, yeah, good also, point.
So maybe it's the Marine Corps.
Is that what it does? It throws you off of your
what
uncle?
What are they doing there on Paris Island?
Kimmy is the better
person. Is there an open bar?
Kimmy is the better person to ask here.
Yeah.
When I say to you, Kimmy, I have a guy who's almost 30, who drinks wine on his own, just got into it, experimenting, is having a good time. His wife doesn't touch it, and he's feeling insecure about it. Is it strange to see a guy almost 30 experimenting with wine and enjoying it?
Yeah, I think the age for me is a little strange, only because, like, I would think in your 20s, you're just drinking, like, the cheapest stuff.
Okay.
And I would think, like, if you really do appreciate wine, I mean, you could spend some money on it if you're really, really into it. It doesn't seem like a hobby that somebody in their 20s would have. It's more the cost of it to me.
But we're also finding out that there's tons of cheap wine that's
really
good.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if this guy is as into wine as he's saying, he may be buying more expensive wines.
Okay.
So my oldest brother has always been a wine drinker. Mm-hmm. And, like, he also drinks, like, that Prosecco, that Italian stuff, you know, with the you drink it like in a champagne flute. He's that guy. But he also owns a ton of guns.
Okay.
So he's that guy.
So wait a minute. You have him in your family.
We also had Crowley, who was our boss here, who was a big wine guy. He would drink out of a stem glass. I will say this. Women that drink wine just drink wine.
Okay.
Men that drink wine don't shut up about it. Like my brother, when he can't hold a glass of wine without you giving you the history of this goddamn glass of wine. Crowley was the same way. Like, he made a production out of drinking a glass of wine. I will say this for women. They just drink it.
Okay, but
guys have to, like, have this, like, wine measuring kind of, like, they want you to know that I know about this and that, where it's from and what I spent on it.
Do you think it's because men are getting into wine because of, like, wine tours and things like that, where they feel like they... If you're going to drink it, you have to drink it the right way, because this is how I learned to drink wine.
And guys always
because I would think, like, in this region, you get a lot of guys that kind of get into wine because maybe they get dragged on a wine tour or something like that. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second.
I think you're overthinking.
It's kind of fancy.
I think you're overthinking it. I think it comes down to just men in general.
Yeah.
Because you bring up your brother and you bring up Crowley. Anything, Kimmy, that we discover, we're going to mansplain about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you every little detail. You don't care. I'm going to tell you all. I'm going to hold you hostage and tell you all about it.
And a guy who drinks wine thinks he's smart.
Why are you being a dick?
I'm not being a dick.
You're being a dick.
Every guy that is
said,
a wine drinker.
A guy that drinks wine is smart. You said thinks he's smart.
But that's not true either, because you'll get guys who drink like certain types of whiskey or name the liquor that they got into. They're going to tell you all about it. It's not just wine.
That is true.
Like I know a guy right now who got really, really into tequila. So they need to explain to you why the tequila you bought isn't up to their standard.
You know what they call tequila?
What's that?
Mexico wine.
252 to me, CMF. Guy named Nick writes us earlier this week on Instagram. I got into wine drinking this summer, went head over heels into the whole culture, how it started, how it's going. I love everything from the fancy words to experimenting with new flavors. He goes on to tell us his wife does not drink wine. She smokes the, quote, devil's lettuce. And he says sometimes she'll make fun of me. Sometimes she'll get mad at me. Sometimes she gets annoyed with me. Does drinking wine as an almost 30-year-old man make me a bitch? How many male wine drinkers listening also have partners that don't drink wine?
So their wives are non-wine drinkers.
Here's the thing. Like, look, I'm kind of with you based on traditional drinking.
Yeah.
That I would be thrown to see a man drinking a glass of wine without a woman next to him with a wine glass in her hand. I assume that guys who drink wine are drinking wine because their wives got them.
Yeah, mostly. If the guy's drinking wine, it's a couple's thing. I've never seen, like, what the guy's having wine, she's having a bourbon.
But that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he says. She's getting high, and he's drinking wine by himself. Like, I would love to know, like, with Nick, how he ends up falling into wine. Like, just one day we walk through the liquor store, and you were like, oh, this got a kangaroo in it. I'm going to try it. $6 kangaroo. Why the hell not? Like, I mean, Kimmy, would you be thrown to see in a bar a woman drinking a beer and her husband drinking a glass of wine?
No. I mean, I just think, like,
I would stare.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I think that there's just so many options now, and people are willing to try new stuff. I wouldn't find it odd.
You'd stare?
Oh, yeah.
In that outfit?
Yeah.
You look weird.
I wish I could flip my hair.
I think it also would be a little strange depending on the place. Like, the more divey the bar, The more I'm like shocked that people drink wine, period.
Okay.
Man or woman. Like, cause everybody, if everybody's drinking like beer or something like that, and one person has like a stem glass of wine, it's just a little, it doesn't fit.
I get what you're saying. All right, we got messages coming in on Instagram. We got folks waiting on hold. James writes us, Duffy on WPA, or Duffy on WCMF. Jesus, I am tired. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. James writes, 29-year-old vineyard manager here. Nothing wrong with appreciating wine. You are a little biased there.
Yeah, that's how you make your living.
Biased Jimmy getting a hold of us here in the break room. Now people are going to bat for Nick based on other badass guys that drank wine. For example, Duff McKagan of Guns N' Roses. Big hardcore wine drinker.
Yeah.
Was a hardcore wine drinker.
Yeah, that's an act, man. I get it.
It wasn't an act. He had to go to rehab.
No, even who's the lead singer of Rush?
Geddy Lee.
Yeah, he comes down here to buy his wine from Century Liquor.
That's a hell of an act. I also wouldn't argue Geddy Lee is like the picture of masculinity.
No, but
I love Rush, but you're not like,
but, I mean,
hey, I'm going to fight your ass, and I got Geddy Lee back here.
I would also guess if your wife or significant other is a big wine drinker, you might act like you don't like wine. But every time she opens a bottle of wine, you're not going to close it. Unless she's finishing that herself, a lot of times you're probably going to have a glass or two.
But again, I think you're on the phone. Like, that's what makes this story so weird, because Nick's wife does not drink wine.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm just saying, I think there may be more wine drinkers that aren't willing to admit it just because they drink it in their home and not out and about.
Like, every once in a while when I give it a shot, I go, why did I do this? This stuff is terrible.
I'm done trying it. I've tried it two or three times. I'm done.
I've only tried white wine once. I don't get that at all. That is the worst thing to drink. It's horrible.
Now I'm getting a taste in my mouth. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's the worst.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got an Instagram message from Nick that kicks off this discussion. We have a Nick on the phone, a different Nick, Kenny. Oh.
Yeah, different Nick. He wanted to clarify that.
Nick 2 is on CMF. Hey, Nick 2, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing good. This guy's a bitch big time. Soft.
All right, wait, we got Nick on Nick. We got Nick on Nick Crime happening here in the break room. All right, how old are you, bud?
34.
34 years old. Have you tried wine in the past?
Yeah, I've tried wine. He's not a bitch for drinking wine. Wine's fine. Drink all the wine you want. He's a bitch for what Tommy said. He loves the fancy words, and he wants to talk about wine. He's annoying his wife talking about wine.
He does admit that she gets pissed off.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. And those are his words. Nick, too, you're right. But I will ask you this. Are you married, bud?
No, hell no.
Single man. Okay, so here's what sucks about single guys like Nick at 34.
Yeah.
I, as a man who is married, spending time with my spouse, you as a married man, we know what annoys our wives.
Yes.
We know what we love. Like, you talk about boats and history and places you've traveled, and your wife hates
it. The tune outs.
And I talk about sports and stuff like that, and my wife hates it. Nick, because you're not around the same person enough, you don't know what you're annoying about. Because you're definitely annoying about something.
Nobody said single, just not dumb enough to be married.
Okay, what are your annoying things?
Weed, for sure. This dude's...
Oh, that's worse than wine, man! Come on!
She's blazing chronic with Jody. His wife sounds awesome.
Blazing chronic. Okay, Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Look, if there's one guy worse than wine guy...
Oh, it's weed, dude.
It's weed guy.
Oh, yeah. Because the stories are the same. They just take longer.
You don't have the self-awareness, for sure.
No.
Yeah. Bill writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I dated a girl in California. Her brother was a redneck. Dumb as a bag of hammers, started drinking wine, and became a douchebag. Everyone is so mean today.
Yeah. Well, that's wine country out there, though.
Well, yeah, but you also wouldn't expect...
No.
Right? Are there, like... Okay, when you think about, like... Because Finger Lakes is also wine country.
Right.
You also have those tiny little towns with, like, rural folk, right? And some stereotypical rural folk. Do those people drink wine? Those guys? You know, guys that'll drive, like, the lawnmower up to the Dollar General to get themselves a bag of Cheetos?
And a lovely Bordeaux.
I'm asking.
I would be shocked to see, like, hard country dude drinking soft-ass city wine.
You're shocked to see a lot Hippie of totally wine. Normal things now.
Yeah.
So that's not surprising.
You're drinking your left-handed cup of wine over there.
Got that?
Yeah.
I wonder what the gateway into wine is for guys.
A really ripe grape.
Like, what? How do you acquire the taste for it?
I mean,
because I'm guessing you're probably not drinking it as a younger guy.
Could it be those canned cocktails that started showing up?
Yeah, but that's a completely separate thing. I don't know how that would give you the taste for wine.
Well, I guess I'm saying is, like, you know, I never really drank a lot of sweet mixed drinks with the exception of Malibu and pineapple, which I still is my guilty pleasure to this day on a hot day. Right? Like, if I all of a sudden start those canned, this tastes like a blah, and then you try that because it's cheaper, and all of a sudden you're full-blown wine guy.
Okay.
Maybe.
You got a full-blown case of wine.
Wait, like, when do you venture into wine as a guy? That's a great question because I can't figure it out.
Well, you know, we may be stupid for even having this take and feeling this is strange. Because, Kimmy, I'll ask you this.
Yeah.
As the female representative in the room, president of all females.
Sure.
Do women find men who drink wine sexy?
I wouldn't say it's not a turnoff. I don't know if
would
it's
be a
sexy. Turn on?
Would you think he's more sophisticated?
It would kind of bother me if you, but like we said earlier, like if you're kind of a snob about it, it would be a little bit of a turnoff.
Okay, because it does say like he's getting into the whole culture of it, but then again,
like if I have a glass of dry white wine and he's like, you know what, you got to try. You don't even know wine if you're drinking white wine. You know, I just don't judge me on my drinks, and I won't judge you for what you prefer.
But when we talk about the vibe of somebody, right? Yeah. Let's say single Kimmy now, single now is a much, much, much older woman. And you walk into a bar and you're hanging out and you see a guy, one guy leaning over with a beer in his hand, another guy with a wine by the stem, wine glass.
So he's holding
well,
it like
it shows a level of confidence because, I mean, as we just heard from this conversation, like they don't care if they look like feminine with their wine.
Not helping, I don't think. Okay, so I think that answers our question.
No, I'm saying they don't care about your judgment is what I'm saying.
As a me judging them as
a man. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. You know, I guess the most interesting part of this.
What's that?
There's so much wine now.
Mm-hmm.
So much wine.
Yeah.
Guys like us that say we don't like wine, maybe we just haven't tried the wine we'd
bro,
like.
There's a lot
of different wines out
they
there.
They made it.
Look,
it all tastes the same.
I'm not going to try it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm going out, but it would be almost impossible.
To not like one.
I mean, you walk into a place like Century. You walk into
a place like
yeah, Market View. Like, it's just wine on wine. There is no way.
Even if you don't put it in your rotation, you can admit that you like it.
Every one I've had sucked. And it's either sweet or dry.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I don't like the smell of it.
You can't tell me walking around Century or Market View, right, with literally 1,000 wines.
I do with my wife because she loves wine.
But there aren't 10 wines that if you tried them, you'd like them.
Man, they don't look appealing to me.
I know, but you also have a preconceived notion of what a man that drinks wine is supposed to be.
And you,
which is funny because you are that man.
Yeah, you take trips. I would think if you go take a trip to Europe or Italy where you've been, you would come back, you know, you haven't had wine until you have wine from Italy.
He's totally that guy.
I am surprised you didn't turn into that. I'm shocked.
Well, I'm better than that.
This has been a big Nick.
Nick Knight?
Well, yeah, it's Nick of the Morning is what it is. Our third Nick.
Yeah.
Because the initial Instagram message comes from Nick.
One of your fantasies.
We had a Nick call. Now we have a different Nick on Instagram. And we'll wrap it up with this.
All right.
Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. I think getting into wine dates back to the oldest primitive instinct of coming up as a human. When you're on a bender and you run out of booze and all that is left is wine and you realize that it gets you drunk quick and it doesn't taste that bad. But to use the terms and be a nerd about it, he's definitely a bitch.
Okay.
Right, I can appreciate Nick for its confidence.
Yeah. Takes balls.
You don't have to ask us if you're a bitch. If you're into it, man.
Drink.
Do
enjoy.
It. Do
Who
it.
Who cares what people say?
Don't let your high wife get you down. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it in the rock shop. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting your kids to eat can be an impossible task, which is really stupid because if you don't do it, you're going to die.
Yes.
Eat the food or you'll die. The reason we bring this up, if you have a picky eating kid going to school right now,
yeah,
things may have gotten a little rough for you.
What happened?
Because some issues, Tommy, with the rise in demand for school lunches, has districts across the greater Rochester area making changes on the fly.
This sound good.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah, this sound good.
Okay, see, I need you to listen.
I am listening.
You're hanging out in the break, or Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story on 13 WHAM this week highlights an issue at the Pittsburgh Central School District. So as we know, the state of New York now offers free breakfast and lunch to all public school kids. Doesn't matter what you make, doesn't matter where you live, everybody gets it. And as good as that is, it has caused a small problem.
So they're cutting back on something?
No. More kids are getting breakfast and lunch at school.
Nice.
Well, yeah, because for example, Pittsburgh this year has 700 kids getting breakfast every day.
Yeah.
Compare that to last year. The number was zero.
Oh.
So that's a lot more.
Yeah, that's a ton more.
So story on 13 WHAM says that there are only a few vendors that sell schools lunch and breakfast.
Yeah.
And all of these school districts have to use these vendors. So they are struggling, these vendors, to keep up with demand. Now, the good news is...
What's the good news?
The schools say they still have plenty of healthy meals the kids can get for free. It's not that they don't have food to serve.
So what's the problem?
Pittsburgh and other districts are having to change menus on super short notice based on what is available day by day from these vendors.
Wait, are they getting rid of the carving station and the omelet bar?
I know you're making a joke. The omelet bar may not be out of the question. So, like, you know, your kid's school will send out a menu for the month.
Yeah.
This will be this. Well, now they are having to, days or maybe even a day before, change the menu based on what is available
all
from
right,
these
right.
vendors.
Yeah.
So if your kid was excited about chicken nuggets next Wednesday, guess what? Now they're getting tacos, and there's nothing you can do about
okay.
it.
Okay. But hold on. It's goddamn free.
Look, I agree.
Eat the goddamn food.
I get why someone your age would feel like this is a nothing problem. And in the grand scheme of things, it is a nothing problem. Yeah. But if you are a parent, you know your kid will get picky about what they will eat.
Mm.
And any change can lead your kid to freak out and simply refuse to eat food, which creates a whole other set of problems.
But I thought they always kind of made it kind of fun kid food, though.
All right, so we'll get to that in a second. All right, I'll put a pin in that. We'll loop back around.
Like they had a standard, you're saying?
Well, yeah. You know, it's like kids love this stuff.
The standards still exist. They're still in there. Yeah. The chicken nuggets and the pizza and the tacos are still in there.
Peanut butter and jelly probably will always be around.
You got it. But, Kimmy, you saw this story.
Yeah.
And when it came to kids not eating, lunch menus changing.
Like the pickier kids.
You had a different question.
Well, I was kind of wondering, like, based on the area where your kid goes, like, who are the pickiest kids? Based on school district. Because then I was thinking, you know, like, I feel like the pickiest kids I knew and the kids that always brought, like, very specific lunches, it was, like, the kids whose moms were really, really good cooks.
Okay.
Because it was, like, the mom had a certain standard, or, like, the parents, I should say, had a certain standard of what they wanted their kid to eat, and that carried over into school lunches,
too. Okay, that's a good take. Tommy, if I were to ask you which school district in the greater Rochester area had the pickiest eaters, your answer would be?
Oh, it'd be Pittsburgh.
Why is that?
An affluent community where the kids, you know, have choices, or they get to
dictate what they want for dinner.
Oh, so you think kids in Pittsburgh can walk into their kitchen and go, Mother, Mother, I asked for a bologna sandwich, not an abalone sandwich.
I mean, snotty rich kids.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I disagree with that.
Bro, you had a mother that...
Me?
Was not a good cook.
No, she was terrible.
And you ate everything. We couldn't drop stuff on the floor here. And you would scarf it up like a cocker spaniel.
Au contraire.
Yeah, but think of the kids that you knew back then and the good meals they were having at home.
Okay.
Like, that's what I'm thinking of.
And I'm getting on board with Kimmy's take here, but I would argue it's not the East Side high-end schools have kids that are pickier eaters. It's the West Side schools.
West Side picky?
Schools in towns with less money. And the explanation is very simple. Those kids, on average, have tried fewer things. If you grew up in a working-class town, odds are pretty good, at least when we were coming up, you had a meat and potatoes diet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even if your parents cooked for you...
poor food.
Yeah, even if they cooked, it was an economical base menu. Kids from higher-end towns get to go to different restaurants. They travel on more exotic and unique vacations, which broadens their palate. They have parents that have been exposed to more when they were kids, as opposed to, like, my mom and dad. I mean, what's my dad eating when he's growing up? Potato, potato, potato.
Yeah.
Here's some beef. Potato.
Your mom, potato. Yeah.
Case in point.
Well, they're married. Why wouldn't he? I mean, that's...
I don't know why they broke up. That could have been the problem. Look, the point I'm making.
Well, he kept putting her in the oven.
Before I met my wife,
yeah.
I had never eaten an avocado.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had never tried hummus.
Yeah.
All of the vegetables I ever had in my life as a kid, and I'm not making this up, came frozen in a bag. It was always
so you had no exposure to fine dining.
Yes, I had never eaten Indian food before I met my wife, and that was in my early, like 23. All of these things, which are delicious.
Yeah.
I would have refused to eat as a kid because I had never even seen them
so
before.
So you say poor kid will be a pickier eater.
The more working class the kid, the pickier that kid is going to be. And I would argue if there is one school district that can get away with changing the lunch menu every day for more exotic stuff, it would be Pittsburgh. Because the kids are exposed to more stuff.
I stand corrected.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about what you had when you were a kid, what you were exposed to, the vacations that you went on.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you were getting Italian, you were getting Creole, you were getting stuff up in the, you know, dorms and barracks at your military school, you douchebag.
I wonder, too, if, like, kids that come from more money maybe... in a healthier household, so when they do get a chance to have something that their mom doesn't know, like that school pizza or tacos, whatever it is, like they're all in. Like, I can't have this. This is unhealthy in my house.
That's a good take, too. Kimmy's on fire with the takes this morning. We got Instagram messages coming in again. We're talking about the story on 13 Wham this week. The new Everybody Gets Free Lunch and Breakfast with Schools has caused a tiny problem. There's only a handful of vendors that sell food to these schools, and because of that, the schools are having to change menus on the fly. So instead of having the whole month planned out where your kid goes, I'll eat at school here, 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 sometimes a day or two before, they have to change the menu completely. And the food is still there. It just sucks if your kid is a picky eater. Jesse writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. When I was in high school, Livonia had the best lunch options. Pizza every day, salad bar every day, nacho machine, plus main courses such as tacos, Italian dunkers, my favorite subject of the day. But that's all base stuff.
Well, nacho machine?
Nacho machine.
I want to know what that is.
Yeah, I can't even wrap my head around
I'm guessing that's
just the cheese?
Cheese, it's got to
be
just
the cheese.
You get
fountain?
To make your own nachos?
You press the button.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, you need to get that fake, like...
Well, it's probably fake. It was just in a machine.
Well, it's some kind of cheese.
Everyone knows the best cheese is fake cheese.
Yeah, it's like that Velveeta stuff.
I want my cheese in a can or a brick. And I want it to jiggle in an unnatural way.
Wait, you like jiggling cheese in the can?
I love jiggling cheese in the can.
Why didn't you tell me this, man?
Why?
I just opened us a little fromage bar.
Get the hell out of
here. Yeah, that's French, in case you don't know.
Thank you. Yeah,
A little kiosk.
Where's that?
It's in the men's room.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Pepe Mulet's. Cheese in your can, from my cheese to your can sauce.
I'm actually interested.
Yeah, it's very tasty.
I'm actually interested in this. Let's talk to Ben. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
I thought jiggling cheese was Tommy's mom's nickname in high school.
We'll take it. We'll give him points for that one.
Hey,
we'll take it.
Way to go, Ben. Way to go. Congratulations.
I got one finally. So my girls are complete opposites. So my younger one, Nora, is super picky about everything, and like when you give her dinner or lunch or whatever, she'll pick one thing and that's all she's gonna eat. And if she can put ketchup on it, she'll put ketchup on it. But she won't eat barbecue sauce or any other kind of sauce.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're making a face. This is very standard. Yeah. This is very standard for ketchup.
I don't like barbecue sauce. And,
I love barbecue sauce.
I know.
We know.
Yeah, yeah, you're built for barbecue.
And then my other daughter, Iris, if she's kind of, that sounds terrible. I'm not going to say that. She'll eat just about anything I'll eat. But if she gets something stuck in her head, like if she wants chicken nugget, that's all she wants.
Yeah, no,
and if you give her something else, like if we go through McDonald's drive-thru, like, hey, here's a cheeseburger. And hand it back to her. She'll throw a fit because it's not a chicken nugget.
No, I'm with Ben, and I think every parent has had this experience. Like, hey, it's food. Shut up. Like exactly. It'll still be really good food or food that's not even like good for you, yeah. Like a kid treat. And your
How
kid,
do you not like this?
Well, I thought I was getting pizza, but now I'm getting hot dogs, and I'm going to throw this. Shut up, 4-year-old.
Yeah, but when I get locked into something in my head, I'm with the kid.
Yeah, but you're an adult 4-year-old.
Yeah, and it's stuff like I should ate it 2 days ago. Like, hey, you had a cheeseburger. You loved it the other day. Why are you refusing a cheeseburger now?
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good one, guys.
There goes Ben. So you had asked earlier about, I'm sorry, Kimmy, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, like, there have to be certain dishes that, like, just don't thrive in certain towns. Like, nobody from the West Side is getting school pasta bake.
Yeah, good call.
That is just not the same as what you got at home.
That's a good call. Like, even the pizza, the food I had when I was in elementary school was really good.
Yeah.
The pizza was terrible.
Well, it was frozen pizza.
Well, no, they made it there.
It was just a special type of pizza, and it was just melted cheese on semi-hot bread.
But being on the road doing comedy, I've had pizza places that serve pizza like that. The pizza on the West Side is so good, it's impossible for, you know, aunts and moms in the school cafeteria to replicate that.
Yeah, especially Italian food, yeah.
You had brought up asking what menus look like now.
Yeah.
The story on 13 Wham had a link to the Pittsburgh school lunch menu.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Yeah. They serve General Tso's chicken with rice bok choy and miso carrots.
Wait, that's for
breakfast? That is a lunch menu option.
A Japanese lunchbox.
For one day. One day they are serving a chicken sandwich over roasted cauliflower.
Man, what are they charging me?
There is another day they are selling cherry blossom chicken with rice, carrots, and assorted peppers.
Oh, it's like a high-end restaurant.
And like other days, they're mixing in, you know, pizza, chicken tenders, mac and cheese, you know.
Who's turning down any of that?
But, I mean, are those Pittsburgh fancy flair only, or are kids in Gates, Greece, East Rochester also getting
mostly lunchbox? Coming from the same companies, right? So I would imagine they're getting similar things.
Well, but I also would assume, Kimmy, you're buying what you're preparing.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. What they think the demand will be.
I mean, I guess you're running out of bok choy pretty quick.
I thought like a lot of these companies also did the prisons. Like, they supplied the food for the prison system.
Oh, good
school.
Question.
And that's the way it was in Florida.
Because you could get, I mean, your kid could just get vitamin loaf.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it doesn't taste good, but it'll get them through the day. Let's talk to, we'll finish it up with Mo. She's on CMF. What up, Mo?
Hey, how's it going, Duffy?
Good. What do you got for us?
So, I think kids are picky all over, especially the younger ones. I've got a 4-year-old who, you know, same thing, like, you know, go through the McDonald's drive-thru, she wants nothing but chicken nuggets. But I have 3 other teenage boys that are in Pittsburgh, and they're either at the middle school or high school, and they do not get free breakfast or lunch. Those numbers that they're given from Pittsburgh are all elementary school.
Oh, okay.
We're like the only district around because Pittsburgh, for the last 13 years, did not participate in the National School Lunch Program.
Gotcha.
So they did their own thing, and they finally just joined this year, but they said they can't do free breakfast and lunch at the middle school, high school, because they didn't have the capacity, like the, I don't know, maybe the ovens. I don't even know.
Okay.
They're trying to revamp things. And
feed these rich-ass kids.
Japanese
breakfast.
We'll have it. Yeah, we're paying $4.50 a day for, like, barely any food. It's kind of ridiculous, and it's not nutritious at all. So I'd like them to adhere to the guidelines.
Oh, yeah, no, that is strange. All right, let me ask you this, though. You said you got three boys that are teenagers right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do remember getting to a point where I don't care if I had seen the food before when I was 15, 16, 17. I'm eating all of it. Do they just eat everything all the time?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay.
It's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, man. I would.
I saw you eat. I saw you eat as a young adult. It was scary.
Thank you.
Whole goddamn bowl of pork nachos.
Bo, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. They were good.
Bro, you ate those in an hour.
Yeah, they were good.
And you kept running your mouth at the same time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
3-0, number one in the AFC East. Two and a half game over the Chiefs for the lead.
Can I say they're the best team in the NFL, really?
I would argue yes. Right? They've scored over 30 points a game every game. I mean, that was a little bit of a pucker of an ending, but you got the job done. Mm-hmm. There is nothing to feel bad about this morning.
Great.
Unless,
everybody smiled.
Unless.
Move on. Next week.
Oh, no. Because you've been talking a lot this week. You had a 4-1 week last week.
Yeah.
You've been running your mouth.
And I called for a blowout.
Yeah, you did.
And what was it?
Uh-huh. But
10-point blowout.
There's one small problem with that.
What was the small problem?
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a 31-21 win for your Buffalo Bills over Miami in primetime last night. The closest 10-point win you will ever see in the NFL. Tommy, yesterday on a special Football Thursday, he made some picks.
Yeah, short week, tough.
Well, no, but like we said, you were coming off a great week last week, man, and you were feeling hot.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know three things are always true.
What's that?
Tommy is going to be creepy. We're going to say a lot of wrong things based on science and math.
Yeah.
And as soon as Tommy has a great week making picks, he is going to fall on his stupid, ugly, wrinkly face.
But, you know, I got gypped on a few plays.
Oh, did you? Yes. You don't even know. You went to sleep at halftime.
If that kid would have made that field goal, my pick would have been good.
Yeah, and if my...
Shankaroo.
If my grandmother was an elephant, we could get a ride on her trunk. Yeah, think about that.
I would sit on your grandmother.
Well, I mean, she was an elephant. I would be fine with
that. Yeah, but your grandma. And I'm riding her. Riding your grandma.
As an elephant. Kimmy, let's just do the picks, damn it. Get John.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. ULA, excuse post-game Friday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get our first pick from Tommy yesterday here on CMF. Over-under, 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
All you've been talking about is this Bills defense can't do.
I didn't say can't do.
Oh, you've been saying it. Remember, don't corners. Ed Oliver. They destroyed the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets.
Yes.
And they're going to do the same thing to the Dolphins.
Milano being out now affects...
Milano. You can't replace Milano.
No, you really can't.
You cannot replace Ed Oliver.
You can't replace Milano.
You need healthy corners, even though they keep winning.
So to be clear, you are under...
I'm an unbeliever who's going to pray for this child.
225 yards passing for Tua.
This kid, it's going to be terrible.
Tua Tagovailoa last night.
He didn't have a great night.
22 of 34. He had two touchdowns. I mean, and he threw for 146 yards.
Ooh, so I got it.
You got that one.
Ooh, sorry. Wrong button.
Watching that game, Tua Tagovailoa only having 146 yards makes no sense. Kimmy, it felt like he had way more than 146 yards.
It did. I mean, he was coming up with some big plays on third down.
And I am side-alarmed a little bit. I get it. It's a short week. It's a divisional opponent. Yeah. You know, it's hard to take things away from these games, right? Bad division opponents.
They hate each other.
Exactly. All these things. But the fact that he only threw for 146 yards and the game was in the balance with 2.5 minutes left is a little bit of a what's going on.
Yeah.
Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa, do you know this? Is one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
How?
He is making $56 million this year.
He's making more than Josh?
Yeah. He's actually making $12,000 more than Josh this year.
I can't remember. Did they pay him before he got the concussions, or was it after?
I don't know.
I hope it was before.
I don't know.
I know.
So did he get a big contract right out of the gate?
When he was up for his contract.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, you have your five-year rookie deal. You sign usually at four, so they signed him at four. And yeah, he's making $56 million this year. You got to get out from under that contract. That is bad.
Yeah, that kid's not going to go long.
No.
He's too banged up.
But that being said, you're 1-0, buddy.
Looking good. All right.
Maybe we were wrong.
Next, let's talk about the Saints.
Yeah, no, we're going to talk about the second pick you made yesterday here on CMF. Over under 35 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
You don't think Josh wants to put a little show on for the people?
He can put it on with his arm, which he did last year because he played out of his mind and barely ran the ball. 9 yards combined.
He doesn't have to do that.
4.5 yards rushing a game.
If he sees an opportunity, he's going to take it. So you can't tell me if he sees an opening where he can run and he has nobody open, you saying he's not going to run?
With the last two games last year and a broken nose, I would argue he's going to stand
out. I say 36 yards, definitely. So yeah, he's going to. What was it, the over? 35?
35.
Yeah.
I got to hit that one.
All
day.
You're talking over yourself again. Through the air, Josh, pretty good. 213, 3 touchdowns. Very nice.
Very
we
good.
Told you. Last night, he became the first NFL or the NFL
quickest
player to get to 300 touchdowns the fastest.
Mm.
So, okay. He ran the ball 4 times. Tommy, his first carry went for 19 yards.
Ooh,
oh, so I got
big
this.
Chunk.
His next 3 carries went for 6 yards combined.
All right,
25 yards rushing total. Oh, damn.
Why did he run more?
I just explained it to you.
Why did you run more?
Kimmy, they didn't push the ball much on offense last night.
No. I don't know if that's a confidence thing. I mean, they just felt like they had so much control that they didn't have to.
I mean, Cook was having a great game on the ground.
Yeah.
They leaned on him. They didn't throw the ball deep down the field at all. They kind of just stood back and took the easy stuff Miami gave them, and they still scored 31 points.
And I am surprised they weren't throwing it more down the field, just based on how many pass interference calls they were getting early on. I'm like, oh, okay, if they're going to keep doing this, they could toss it down there all day.
I am getting a little weird. Maybe we could talk about this with Dan Fates after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like the better the run game gets, the more nervous I get watching the offense play because they're not going to take as many risks.
Yeah.
It's going to lead to closer games.
Oh.
I don't know.
But that's McDermott, right?
Yeah.
He likes that boring-ass football.
But they got away from that the last two seasons.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, that is to be determined. Right now we know you're 1-1.
I was close on that 1-0.
No, you weren't. You were a full 10 yards short. Literally,
that's not much.
You were 33%. You were 33% short of that pick. Let's get to our third pick, a Mule post-game excuse Friday here on CMF. Over under, 0.5 sack for Joey Bosa.
Oh, California boy's coming for him.
I don't think he's from California. I feel like he's a Midwest kid. He looks like a Midwest kid.
Bosa?
Bosa?
That's not like no
he's
Midwest.
He's got a football family. I think they're all from Ohio.
This makes sense. He's from Florida.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, so he really knows the Dolphins.
Hollywood, Florida, Kimmy. That's where he's
well,
from.
Well, there is a Hollywood, Florida,
Fort Lauderdale,
so yes.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Great casino down there. Yeah, he's going to get to this kid.
Tua?
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of his, like, humanity, I hope that doesn't. Like, I don't hate Tua.
I don't either, but.
After what happened, like, I'm always gun-shy when we play the Dolphins, man. It always scares me because they do not protect him both on the field and off the field.
Right. So he's going to get his ass handed to him.
Okay. But
I feel bad for that. I do feel bad for the kid. I do.
So to be clear, you are over 0.5 sack for Joey Bosa.
You're going to see a hell of a game tonight, buddy.
Last night.
So did they get? I can't remember.
Joey Bosa, his stat line reads.
They talked about him a bunch.
Yeah, they did. They talked about him. He had one total tackle last night, and it was not a sack. In fact, Tua Tagovailoa was not sacked at all last night.
Came close a couple times. Like, they got him.
Yeah,
they don't.
They had like grabbing him.
They had him like grabbing him, Kimmy. They had him like grabbing him.
What a rip!
What do you mean, what a rip?
They should have sacked.
They should have tackled him.
Yeah. Sacked him.
Hey, wait, no, here comes Tommy Boulay, defensive coordinator. You should have tackled and sacked the quarterback, guys. Guys, you got to ask yourself. It's a combination of two guys. I mean, like, they barely came close to Tua last night throughout the game. That's got to be the first game they've played where they have not sacked Tua. Because he usually
gets crushed.
Takes him, but he kind of always gets crushed, though, when he's running out of the pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's usually when he gets hurt.
Now, granted, I mean, they weren't getting to him because he was throwing the ball for 3 to 5 yards every time he threw it. I mean, that's why he only had 146 yards. Like, all the completions were short.
Yeah.
So, in that way, the pass rush worked. And Bosa was almost there a couple of times, but couldn't cash in. So, you are now 1-2. But that's okay.
All right.
That's okay. You got 2 picks left. You still could go above 500, which would be really good.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Why are you making a face like that?
That's just my natural face.
You got to tackle sack him. Let's get to our 4th pick from Tommy yesterday on CMF. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 12 points or more?
So you asked me if they win. Well, obviously with these picks, it seems I'm trending moving forward to them winning this game.
Do you think you sound smart when you add words to sentences?
Well, that's how you sound smart.
No,
you add words.
No.
People that are smart have a ton of words.
Okay.
What?
You forgot what you were saying, didn't you?
Of course they're going to win.
Okay, so they're going to win.
And then what's the other question?
Are they going to cover the 12 points?
Well,
11.5.
Of course they are.
Yeah, are they?
Well, that would make it something special out there.
What would it make it?
Make it a prime time Miami blowout, baby. Blow their asses out.
Go ahead.
What?
What do you mean, what?
They won, and it was a blowout.
12 points. They won by 10.
So I should get something.
You get nothing, and you'll like it.
Remember, we warned you.
Yeah.
Those should be separate picks.
No, we've done this way forever.
Pick.
Man, you didn't say that yesterday when you were so confident. Mm-hmm. Okay, big things. Little girls everywhere. That game could have gone either way line-wise because, you know, you can make the argument that if Matt Prater doesn't miss that field goal by 30 yards.
They cover.
You're right. Yeah. But on the other hand, if they would have gotten the first down on the drive back, they only win by 7. And if they don't get that interception from Bernard, the defense wasn't stopping him in the later part of the fourth quarter.
They were going to go tie it up.
Right, that could have been a field goal win in overtime. That could have gone 4 different ways.
Well, that's this league, buddy.
That's a game that is a better's nightmare last night because there was no way. Because here's the thing. They also could have scored on a James Cook run and covered on that final drive there. Like, anything could have happened in the last 2.5, 3 minutes. So, but that doesn't matter. You lose. Let's get to our final pick.
Bother here.
Whoa. What kind of
attitude is that?
Well, it's so open-ended.
No,
he's going to argue for it.
He can argue all he wants. We already have an answer. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Not so fast, buddy. This game's going to be really lopsided and embarrassing today. And it's going to piss a lot of Miami fans off, what they're seeing out there. That's a proud franchise, right?
Sure.
Goes back.
Yeah.
Goes back to 72.
Yeah. No, that goes back past 72. That was their undefeated season.
But that was the peak of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
It's never been repeated.
Never been repeated, Kimmy.
Has it?
It is not.
No. I mean, the Patriots got close.
Well, they actually did better because they only
but they didn't win the Super Bowl.
You're right. I'm just saying.
So to go undefeated and win the big prize, it's the 72 Dolphins. And I say those guys are going to be pissed at what this franchise is sunk to.
What a crap take.
They are going to hold a press conference. The remaining 72 Dolphins
will
hold a press conference. Demanding changes be made immediately to that team.
How many are even still alive?
Almost a lot of them.
When is this press conference happening?
72 Dolphins are going to make a public statement.
Yes, I got it. It's
and
bonus point.
Heads will roll. The White House is going to get involved.
That actually
might
happen.
It's going to happen.
That might actually happen.
It may happen.
Okay, Tommy's on his phone, and he's making a stupid face.
Well, no, I went on Instagram to see what Larry Zonka said. What
did he say?
He's pissed.
Oh, what did he say? Yeah.
He put a jacket on and everything. Went to the Hall of Fame, and he's banging on the door and wants his stuff back.
That picture's from, like, 1987.
I know. But his face is red. Like, he's going to die.
Kimmy, we can just
hit
him. Yeah, that's a no there. That was the best game Miami's played maybe in, like, a season and a half. Right?
They were even praising the team through most of the broadcasting. Look at how they bounced back, even though they're losing.
Which is so condescending, by the way. Yeah. Hey, you're doing a pretty good job keeping up with this team. You haven't
beat calling a hell of a game.
Seven tries now. All right, so after your 4-1 week last week, you went 1-4 this week. And the universe corrects itself. As soon as you do well, you fall on your stupid.
Hey, I try, man. I hang it out there.
No, but that's the other thing. You don't try.
Yes, I do.
You don't try.
I believe in this team.
You read nothing. You do nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.